for peace,
mm-hmm.
happiness.
Oh my God.
I want to pray for all my family members everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Financial stability and just peace around the world, because there's just too much going on today.
Yeah, and I thank God that you have a spiritual eye, young lady, to see all these things that are happening. Amen. It's a lot going on, praise the Lord. And you know what? In this moment, it's time for us to be honest. Time for us to pray. Time for us to get forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's time for us, that's good, to, amen, praise the Lord, be what God wants us to be. Now, Lord, I pray for your peace, because I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost is about to do something, because it's your spirit that gives revelation knowledge. It's your spirit that cleanses us. It's your spirit that moves us into your presence. God, I pray for this young lady. God, that you would give her, Lord, revival in the inside. Not only in her life, but revival in her family. Lord, everything that, Lord God, she desire. I want to touch and agree with her today, God, that you're going to give her a miracle beyond her expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're going to work it out for her, because I'm asking you, Lord, if I find favor with you, I want you to do it for this young lady. Revive her spirit and give her her heart desires, Lord, and she'll praise you for it, and she'll give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. You know what?
Amen.
I'm going to give you a call, too. Amen. God bless you, okay?
All right, God bless you, too. You have a good day.
You too, babe. All right, our friend, I got time for one more caller. Amen, praise the Lord. You go to that phone, dial that number. But tonight, 6:30, 1015 Main Street, we are in, amen, Bible class. For the last 5 weeks, we've been speaking on the word sanctification. And these minutes go run down on me. We've been speaking on the word sanctification. It's not a scary word if you understand the definition of it. My God. Go ahead, Carla. You on the air?
Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning.
I'm calling for the touch and agree with me for my son. He go before the judge tomorrow.
Okay. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, you yes, said Lord. To us, God, that you'll be a lawyer in a courtroom. This woman needs you, Lord God, to move on these people hard, God.
Yes,
it's too many of our young men and young women that are going before unjust judges. And, Lord, there are things that we need you to do for this mother as she's standing together. Give her son favor. Touch the hearts of those who have authority. Lord, I pray that you will reveal peace to him and give him opportunity. And I stand in agreement with this mother. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. Listen, you be encouraged, and we're going to believe God for you, sister. Okay?
Yes,
God bless you.
Blessed.
All right, saying to you, God, I got to get off this air. Listen, my friend, I'm Bishop David Bill Sr. Until next Wednesday, I'm going to take this call out off the air until next Wednesday. You be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' name. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Let's look at the root of bitterness. I'm going to spend a little time on this one. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. Look at what it says here. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, strive to live in peace with everybody and pursue the consecration and holiness without which no man will ever see the Lord. Now, this is the scripture say you ain't gonna even see him if you don't live right. Exercise foresight. Listen at this. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. He said, not only, the Amplified said, not only watch for yourself, but watch out for your brothers and sisters, that when you see them moving into bitterness, you better say something to them, because they're going to fall from grace if you don't help them recover themselves out of that. In fact, this whole chapter here is talking about that when the Lord chastens you, don't be weary of his correction. This whole chapter is about how to receive correction. And really how to reach out and help correct one another when we see them slipping off that slippery slope of bitterness. Amen. Praise the Lord. So some people will see, oh, they got a bitter spirit. And you just stay in fellowship and don't never say nothing. Okay. Just let them go down that slippery slope. I remember years ago, I saw this thing take root in a guy who was a minister, who was a very powerful man of God. And there was another man of God that used to come minister in that particular church body. And the one that was over that church body got jealous and bitter toward the other guy because the other guy had bigger crowds when he came. And I heard him say some things. See, this is how it manifests. You begin to talk. He began to say some things about this other minister in a slight, I mean, it's very, very, very subtle. Very, very subtle way he began to slight him and talk about him. And I was just a new Christian, and I said, wow, that's bitterness. That's bitterness. But I was just a baby. I wasn't about to correct him. You know, I was a baby myself who probably needed a whole bunch of correction. And I didn't have the understanding that I have today. You know, so I didn't say anything, but I say, brother so-and-so, ooh, they got a bad attitude. They were bitter toward him. And that was a seed, you see, that when that seed is in you, you know, a root system, it don't have just one branch. When the seed germinate, when that tree trunk come up, there are many branches. So on that branch of bitterness, you could have a lot of stuff. You can have people get off into sexual sin because they got bitter at somebody. You take a husband and wife, get mad at one another and say, I'll get him back and go out there and sleep with somebody else. Commit adultery because they got mad at somebody. Well, you did it to me, I'm going to do it back to you. All kind of bad stuff can manifest. Them different branches begin to bring forth different kinds of fruit in people's life, depending on what kind of doors they open up to Satan. So I saw it, and then I had to tell you the rest of it. So it wasn't long until that particular minister started doing all kinds of other stuff, where at one time he was living holy and righteously, and then all of a sudden he started fornicating. And then other spirits begin to work. And before you know it, the ministry that this guy was over had just come to nothing. And he defiled many. Some people that were defiled by the bitterness that he had inside and the manifestation of it, some of them never have recovered in 30 years. Some people never get back. They get hurt. See, that's how bitter, that's the seed. They get hurt by a minister. They get hurt by a church. They get hurt by a friend. And they never deal with that properly. And they let that seed get in them. And then they go away from God. Now, this is what Adrian Rogers said about the root of bitterness. He said, bitterness blows out the candle of joy and leaves the soul in darkness. The seed of bitterness is a hurt that is planted in someone. It may be intentional or unintentional. Someone does not mean to hurt you, but you were hurt. Sometimes the hurt is only imagined. That's the worst kind of hurt, when it's an imagined hurt. No one has hurt you, but somehow you feel that someone has done something wrong to you. There are also times when the hurt may be the very chastisement of God upon your life. When you look at the context here, it's talking about God chastising you. Sometimes when God want to correct, how many know sometimes people get mad because God want to chastise them? How you know sometimes people get mad, they don't want, they look, don't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear it. I quote a scripture, la, 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 la. I ain't hearing. La, 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 just like a little child. You know how you did when you was little, when somebody saying something you don't hear? He said, la, 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 la. I can't hear you. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. La, 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 la. I ain't hearing nothing you say. Sometimes church folks the same way. God start talking, they go, la, 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 la. Or they go talk in tongues. Don't want to hear from God. The soil of bitterness is a heart that harbors hostility and does not deal with hurt by the grace of God. When someone becomes bitter, the bitterness takes root in the heart and grows deeper. The world is full of people who have not dealt with an old hurt. They look for things to criticize, people to find fault with, and ways to justify the way they feel. Have you ever seen people who are hypocritical? Generally, they are bitter people. They know how to push your hot buttons until you react in a way to further justify their bitterness. Then they say, aha, I was right. I have a right to be bitter. So when the scripture says looking diligently, that means you got to take a close look at what's in you. If you have a hurt on the inside, where someone has hurt you, or you perceive that they've hurt you, mistreated you, abused you, or some kind of way, you've been hurt by something somebody did to you, or you've been hurt by something somebody said to you, you have to deal with it. Because if you don't, then you'll begin to push away from the things that God have for you. That hurt will take you right out of the plan of God. And you will harbor resentment and hostility in your heart for many, many years. That's why I say you can hide it for a long time, because it'll grow underground. The root of bitterness is underground. It's easy to hide and camouflage. Seldom do you find anyone who will admit that they are a bitter person. They will either deny it or disguise it. A bitter person is hypersensitive, ungrateful, insincere, holds grudges, and has mood swings. One minute they all right with you, and the next minute they could snap your head off. Bitterness will affect you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because the fruit of bitterness is an acid that destroys its container. When your heart is bitter, God will not be real to you, because hatefulness and holiness do not dwell in the same heart. And without holiness, you will not see the Lord. If you don't deal with the seed, it's just a matter of time before the fruit manifests. If you have a deep-seated hurt embedded in you,